You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
So sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved You more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day again where we dive into the Word of God. This is the time of the day where we take our devotion. I'd like to welcome you all to the Open Heaven Hour. And if this is your first time of joining us, I am wondering what you're listening to. This is our online devotion. Every morning we gather here on this platform just to hear what God has to tell us every single day. That's why I am very, very, very certain that you being here this morning, the Lord has something special to tell you this morning. If you've been very frequent on the show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell another person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let everyone know that it is time for a devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 24th day in the month of January 2025. It's a beautiful Friday, and we're seeing from our manual, Hymn 16, "Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." "Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 28 to chapter 30. Exodus chapter 28 to chapter 30. Our memory verse today is taken from Psalm 126 verse 5. Psalm 126 verse 5. And our memory verse is taken from Psalm 126 verse 5, which says, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." It's very short and it is a reminder. So I want us to learn it together. Psalm 126 verse 5, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." Our Bible reading then is taken from Psalm 126 from verse 5 to 6. Psalm 126 from verse 5 to 6. From verse 5 it reads, "Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seeds for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. There is actually a song. This reminds me of a song that we sing in the Christian community. It's a song of encouragement. It says, "He that waits upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. Give me, Lord, to wait." The glory and the story. Our manual today reads, "Some people who are not Christians become very rich because they understand the principle of sowing and reaping. If those who do not know God benefit from this simple principle, how much more God's children? During a Kenneth Hagin camp meeting several years ago, a call was made for a special offering to be collected. Then one man got up and said, "Brothers and sisters, please give very generously this evening because the total amount you all give is what my wife and I will give. There was about 17,500 people in attendance. When the offering was counted, it amounted to about $3.5 million. He got up again and said, "Brethren, is that all you can do?" I said to myself, this fellow knows something that I do not know. So I cornered him after the meeting and asked, "What is your secret?" He said, "5 years ago, I started a business with $500 and I told God, this company is your company. I will not insult you by giving you 10%. I will not insult you by giving you 10%. I will keep 10% and will give you 90%. It is up to you to persuade the company if you want to." He continued, "Sir, today I have a turnover of $50 million. I learned a major lesson that day. Though I do not give God 90%, yet I am on my way, and he has already blessed me beyond my expectations. If you see someone walking in glory, try to find out what their story is. If you see someone prospering much more than you, and you're both children of the same Heavenly Father, find out their secret. The Bible says that God blessed Abraham in everything, as we see in Genesis 24 verse 1. He was rich in cattle, houses, lands, and servants. Today, billions of Christians say Abraham's blessings are mine. However, the same Abraham was willing to sacrifice his only son at God's instruction, like we see in Genesis 22 verse 10. He also obeyed God to leave his father's house to an unknown land in Genesis 12 verse 4. He lived in tents in the house of God, refusing to become attached to anything God blessed him with in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 9. And gave God his tithe, like you see in Genesis 14 verse 20. Those who will enjoy the blessings of Abraham must do his work. Beloved, there is always a story behind every glory. Don't just ask God to give you the glory. You see others who are shining today. Try to find out what they did to walk in that glory. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefellowsradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven app where you see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. every morning on our radio station. Still on www.praisefellowsradio.com. And you can download our mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store to enjoy all of our amazing shows we have lined for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.